following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Helen Keller, who was known for being both blind and deaf, once said, "It's better to be blind and see with the heart than to have two good eyes and actually see nothing." Now, there is a lot of truth that is packed into this little statement. But even more, I wanted to share this with you because I think it echoes a truth that Jesus gives in the sixth beatitude, which is, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Now, there is a lot that can be said about the heart. I think there's certain ideas that come to our mind when we think about the heart. Maybe we think of Valentine's Day and what we give our spouse, you know, or maybe we think of, you know, the thing that sits inside of our chest, the organ there that pumps all the blood throughout our body. But when a person in Jesus' day, you know, would have heard this word heart that he uses, they actually would have seen it as the center of a person's physical and spiritual life. It was the thing that, you know, thoughts, emotions, passions, appetites, affections, desires, that all of these things ultimately flowed from. You know, the same goes for the word purity. Now, maybe when we think of the word pure, we think of something that doesn't have a lot of hidden ingredients, right? Or maybe when we think of the word pure, you know, we think of it as, you know, moral purity as opposed to sensuality, right? I think, man, the word here definitely includes those things. But at the same time, I think it actually goes a lot deeper. You know, the purity in this verse that Jesus is speaking about is one whose heart is not full of mixed motives, or not one that only appears to be pure or righteous on the outside, but is secretly broken or dirty or diseased on the inside. But the one whose heart instead, and the one whose relationship with the Lord is full of integrity, right? They're not coming into it as a person who does this perfectly, as we are all people absolutely in need of God's abounding grace. But you could say that the person who's pure in heart is, they're not trying to appear pure before others so they might be seen by others. You know, instead, they're a person who is genuinely seeking to live before the Lord, whose desire is to actually see the Lord. And you know what's amazing about the pure in heart? Is Jesus says that for them, they will see the Lord. Now, it's not hard to realize today we live in a very image-obsessed culture, where almost everything that we put on social media is first tempered with at least the thought of, does this rightly reflect the image I'm seeking to curate, right? How's this make me look? But long before this, there were many in Jesus' time who were about curating the appearance of an externally moral life. But in actuality, their hearts were far from God. And here's the thing. God always knows the difference between what is real and what is fake. So though maybe they could fool others into thinking that they were something they weren't, God certainly wasn't impressed. Contrarily, the promise for the pure in heart, and the promise actually, even when you think about the Old Testament, for the pure in the heart or those who are genuinely seeking after the Lord, the promise is, man, if you search for me with all of your heart, you will find me. And so today, man, if you're searching for the Lord, if you're seeking after, if you're seeking to live before him in a pure way, man, cling to that promise. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.